is Davin's Den.
Alrighty, time for some scamming scammers. Joe, do you remember last week, or do I got to catch him up while I look?
You know what? You might have to catch him up while you look.
I really will be no help.
No, you will not.
I was completely passed out for this portion.
That's all right. So we met Han. She is an Asian woman who says she's 38 years old.
Okay.
Attractive.
She says she's attractive. Or
no,
I've seen pictures.
I've seen pictures. Yeah, I'll show you a real quick picture. Pip.
Yeah, I want to see.
All right. Let's see.
Let me see that broad there.
Sorry, I'm just trying to fit in.
There you go. Here's a showing Pip the picture. She has to take off the glasses to look at it.
I do.
Okay, just look at it, dear.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, well, of course. They're never ugly. You never get scammed by a wildebeest.
And if you do, shame on you.
Exactly. Yeah. If you fall for an ugly, you deserve to lose your money. That's the first rule of fighting scammers.
Right.
Shame on you.
Exactly. So she is an importer and exporter of...
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
He's not ready to understand that part.
I'm not. I don't know what he's talking about.
No.
Of makeup products, facial products.
Okay.
Makeup and everything. She's in Germany on a business trip. Okay. She lives in Albany, New York, which is just a couple short hours away from me.
That's not bad.
No, we've had a good conversation. A little contentious at first. I gave her a little bit of attitude. She gave it back to me. A little heat.
But you
like
feisty
that. One.
I did like it. I liked it a lot.
You like the feisty.
I love the feisty. So we started talking on October 9th of 2019. And this is later on October 9th. And the way she reached out to me was she like commented on one started following me on Instagram and said that she liked my comedy and wanted me to message her or something like that. Which, smart.
Yeah.
I'd even respond to Joe if he put something like that.
No, but she's going for the ego.
She did the research.
Yeah.
She did the research. Well, not enough research because then you realize don't talk to him. But just enough. So later on October 9th, this is 8:58 Eastern time. So if she's in Germany, this is like 2-3 a.m.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Comedian, as opposed to Mr. Depp.
I like that.
Hey, Mr. Comedian. I go, hey, you are up late, Miss Importer of Skincare Products.
That's a little unwieldy.
Actually, that, and I put in parentheses, he goes, that does not flow at all.
No, it's too wordy.
What do you want? This is what I'm working with, Joe. I'm sorry. Such fucking
critics. Yes.
She goes, I'm about to go to bed now, and I just want to say hi to you. I go, that's nice. Who's your bathroom photographer? Because I showed you the pic. She sent me a picture.
Yeah.
It's not a selfie. She's in the bathroom.
Yeah, so when she got the longest selfie stick that
no,
she brings
her hands,
to the bathroom
her
with
hands
her?
Are by her side. What's
I
going
know.
On? I don't like this at all.
Who's no. in the toilet with you, lady?
This could be the tidy little man, now that I know what he looks like.
Or Mr. Clean.
Or Mr. Clean. She goes, I use the camera timer. I go, sure you do. You travel with paparazzi. And I give her a little tongue-out emoji. And I put a little shower head. Look at me. I must have searched for an emoji. I go, doing the shower head photo shoot. Wow, I was feeling creative.
You're such a girl.
What do you mean?
Emojis?
They like it.
Yeah, they do.
She goes, nah, what are you having for your dinner? They're always interested in what we're eating. Always.
Yeah.
Always the default. Yeah. I don't think I've had a scammer yet that's not concerned about what I'm eating. They worry. They do. As long as it's not chicken salad, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
They want you to keep... They want you to keep your trim figure.
Exactly. I go, I just had some fish, and then I put a carrot emoji, like a woman. Where in Germany are you staying? She goes, Frankfurt. I go, is it nice? She goes, yeah. I go, that's good. Who is watching your daughter? Because she's got a daughter.
Okay.
She goes, I pay someone that takes good care of Janie anytime I travel. I go, I bet you miss her. Did the shower melt away the stress from the day? She was very stressed.
No. Wait.
Oh, she's conducting Joe's phone.
Conducting to Joe's phone.
Thank you, President Trump. She goes, yeah, I missed her so much. The shower makes me feel cool and sleepy now. I go, okay, I'll let you go. She goes, smile, thanks, have a good night, rest there. What would be your plans for tomorrow so you can text me when I'm up for work?
Oh.
Well, we're advancing quickly. At least we're not trying to get, we're not dating, though. We're not talking about sex yet, so it's a little slower.
It's not like I love you, you know, right away.
Right. She did give me some shit that Joe thought was a little too much too soon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like too feisty?
Yeah. Didn't you think it was a little too feisty last week?
A little bit.
Give me a little bit. What am I doing? That type of shit?
Yeah.
I go, I'm just working on my website. After I work out, you'll be up before me. You can text me if when you wish. Then we can fight again. LOL. She goes, LOL. Okay, get prepared for me tomorrow. We'll appear in a Bruce Lee form.
Hold on a second. Crimson Cat says in the chat about the fascination with the food. They want you fattened up for the kill.
That's probably correct.
I love that answer.
Of course you do. You just like to have me pictured on a spit with an apple in my mouth.
Hold on a second. Here's one of those Macintosh. Just hold this for me.
I didn't know that was the apple of choice.
They're small.
She goes, LOL, okay, get prepared for me tomorrow. We'll appear in Bruce Lee form. Get your ass kicked again.
Ah.
I go, uh-oh, Han is a badass. Don't hurt me. And then I put a little scared emoji.
Cute.
I go, we both know I won the argument. Now you are sweet as pie. She goes, aw, thanks, dear. You're awesome. Gives me an emoji kiss.
All right, this is advancing.
She goes, have a good night, rest. I go, oh, a kiss. Did not expect that. Rest well, Han. My word.
Oh, all of a sudden you've become a Southern Belle.
Always.
Oh, my word.
She goes, it's not actually a kiss. It means your ass will get kicked off first thing tomorrow morning. Then she puts a laughing emoji. Feisty. I'm digging this. I'm digging this. I go, oh, my poor Han is confused and emoji illiterate. She goes, LOLs. That's the way I present mine. I go, and she thinks of me first thing in the morning. So what does a kiss look like? I'm getting a little flirty.
Yeah.
She goes, nah, ain't saying nothing about that yet. We would find out tomorrow, smile. Don't forget to pray before you sleep. And we're dropping the religion.
That is a frequent feature.
Yes. A little presumptuous, too.
Say your prayers.
Yeah, really.
And eat your vitamins?
Yeah.
I
would be immediately, Seacrest out.
No. I'm looking for a deeply religious woman who lives far enough away.
Sure.
I go, you still think of me first, LOL. You love me. You love me. Han loves me. Then she does, what is, it's the emoji where she's covering her face. She goes, okay, fine. I'm going to bed now. Bet you would dream about me. Two laughing emojis. Yeah. This is really advancing. I feel good about this.
And the little covering the face thing, that's very Asian culture.
Is it?
You know, like covering your mouth.
Oh.
Or covering your face. Like.
Well, because bukkake. So it's probably a good move.
That's specifically covering the eyeballs.
Well, that's what she's doing.
No, but.
Asian culture.
But covering the face is like shyness and retiring.
Okay.
It's very Asian woman culturally.
Well, she looks like an Asian woman.
I know, but I'm just saying that fits with the picture.
Interesting pickup. I go, yeah, but if I did dream about you, it wouldn't be about skincare products. Now I'm getting a little flirty.
Well, Crimson Cat says she's praised that she can fleece you quickly.
You know, I don't need the negativity. The skepticism, the people always doubting the intentions of these lovely women that look me up on social media. I don't like it at all.
No, I know.
She goes, and I would also love your comedy, not you, two smiling faces. I'm the winner again, and she gives herself two applause emojis.
Look at that.
This is different.
Ding.
She's got a little bit of Belinda in her, but a little bit more.
Yeah.
I like this.
And also a command over the language.
Yes.
Is really appreciated after all the suffering we've done over the years.
That's true. She does seem on top of it.
Yeah.
I go, LOL, I can make you laugh, I can make you purr, but you'll never know. And then she likes that comment, the little likey thing that you get. I go, I win, and I put a medal emoji, like a winning emoji. I was really into emojis on this night.
I like this. Can I just stop you for a second? I am wondering, how do we know at this point that this person is a scammer?
Well, the language, because she says she's an American. She was born in Canada. Well, we don't know, but we're pretty. Instead of mom or mother, mum.
Things later.
Am instead of I am.
Okay.
So we're still picking up this English is not her first language.
Right. Mum is used in Canada sometimes.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Then we're terrible people, and we've totally blown this whole thing.
No. Well, I mean, do you remember back in the day when we started to worry, like, oh my God, what if this is really like a nice woman who just doesn't speak English well? We were talking about Belinda. And
that actually has happened
to
me.
Scammer. Mm-hmm.
That's happened to me.
And then
an Asian woman too.
Oh really?
Yeah. Now I'm friends with her.
And it turned around, I was like, oh yeah, now they're a scammer. But I mean, like in the beginning, you just say, maybe, what if this is like a legit person and...
But I've done nothing wrong.
No, I'm just posing the question because I was passed out when we first met her, and I'm wondering, how did you know?
We're pretty much going on language at this point.
Okay, all right.
And the fact that she happens to be out of the country and hitting me up, and the fact that she's only following dudes on Instagram, and the fact that she has a pretty new profile, we don't have any friends in common. And I go, oh, yeah, we do.
Okay, well, that... Thank you. That's what I wanted to know because I started just going, okay, you know, there are some things that are scammer profile checklist things.
And we've been through them. Yeah, well.
Okay.
Well, I mean, she hasn't asked for anything yet, but.
No, I'm waiting.
I'm sure. I told you this one's going to work.
Okay.
You and Crimson Cat and Joe, you just haters on love. I hate being surrounded by such negativity.
We just like to, you know, ruin your day.
I know.
I know.
So I go, I win. I got the little medal thing. She goes, are you sure? We still have outstanding match tomorrow. And then she does a cat face emoji. I go, we do, but you wanted to go to sleep, but you can't quit me, so I am definitely the winner. It's very flirty.
Yeah.
No, you say goodbye. No, you say goodbye.
Yeah, no, you hang up first.
She goes, I hate you. Then two sad faces. I go, no, you don't. She goes, better tell me sorry. I go, nah, you better tell me thank you.
Okay.
And then she gets two laughing emojis. Good night. You making me laugh much. Have a good night rest. I go, just admit it. You like me. And I put an angel halo. Fake Davin is full of confidence.
Oh, Fake Davin is very flirty.
He is.
Yes.
She goes, you don't call it love anymore? I go, good point. But I don't think you love me. I think you want to love me. She doesn't love me. It's the first day.
It's been 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I know. But, I mean, they usually are ready to go to the finish line. And it's like they're... being hesitant.
This is different. Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. That's why I feel good about this one.
And although they have a strong command on English, we're using heavy use of emojis.
But that's what people do.
They do.
That's what young 40 and 30 year olds do.
Emoji flirting.
She goes, smile. Okay, fine. But still don't want to agree. And then she puts a bunch of emojis. I go, I know, but you said you were honest, so you can't deny it. She goes, cannot deny it until I get your ass kicked tomorrow. She goes, ain't you sleeping yet? I go, no, it's 10 here, and I like chatting with you. And she puts a little like thing on there.
Nice.
She goes, I understand, but it's 3:52 over here, and I need to have some rest so I can wake up for work tomorrow. I go, sweet dreams, hon. Conquer the world, except me tomorrow. She goes, LOL, you are so funny. I can't take away my eyes from your text. I go, I'm better in person.
You give good text.
I do give good text.
Yeah.
She goes, but wait a minute. Are you using voodoo for me? And she misspelled voodoo. V-U-D-U. She goes, I go, of course I am. She goes, because I've not been this late before going to bed before. I guess your comedy charm is working on me.
It puts people to sleep always.
Not her.
Oh,
look at Joe. I go, yep, I'm really not funny or charming, but my voodoo is amazing. She goes, oh, I think someone needs to be arrested. I go, you want me in handcuffs? I didn't know you were kinky.
Oh, nice.
She goes, for not allowing pretty women like to go to bed. I go, that's a change. Usually I take pretty women to bed.
Danny Tarzan?
Yeah, I know.
You're ruining it for Pip.
Go on.
Yes. I go, that's a change. Usually I take pretty women to bed and I give her a kiss emoji.
Nice answer.
She goes, he has started again. I go, never stopped. You should have left when you had the chance. No, you hang up. No,
yeah.
She goes, but I really like you. I don't know why. Because you want my money, you whore. No.
Well, that slipped out.
Oh, sorry. She goes, but I really like you. I don't know why. Maybe because you are ugly and not handsome, not funny. Maybe not romantic, LOL.
Oh, I see what you did.
I go, LOL, thank God for your low standards. I go, imagine if I was handsome, funny, and romantic. You'd be naked right now. And I give the tongue emoji out. She goes, nah. I go, you would. The voodoo.
There you go.
She goes, I'm not a prostitute anyway. I can only send you a kiss, LOL. Who the hell said a prostitute?
What? Who mentioned whore?
Where did she get that from?
I don't know.
What?
You know what? Maybe she's multitasking.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, maybe she's got another thing on the side.
That's interesting. I didn't think of that. I go, yikes, I never said you were a prostitute. Jeez, I mean, you didn't even set a price.
So we can haggle.
I go, you didn't send you didn't send a kiss, you sent an ass kick. Last word, I win. Sleep well, hon. Try not to miss me too much. She goes, nah, I won't even dream about you. I'll just sleep and sleep and sleep. I go, LOL, how unfortunate for you. I'm amazing in dreams. As soon as you wake, you will check on Janie, then you will think about me. Guaranteed. Fake Davin has much more confidence than real Davin.
Yeah, well, but you know what? That's true of everybody who's on the internet.
Exactly. She goes, really? I go, do you doubt it? She goes, okay, let's bet it. Yes. I go. What are we bet? What are we getting? I think I meant to say betting. Then I said that. What are we betting? And you will also think about me. She goes, when I'm back to state, I will give you a hug.
Okay.
I go, okay, and if you don't think about me, what do you get? She goes, tell me. I go, what do you want? She goes, wait, let me think. She goes, I will kick your ass, LOL. I go, so violent.
She's into the hardcore.
Yeah, I like this. A little much, but I like it.
A little tough.
She goes, LOL, you said you were afraid, and that's what I'm going to do. I go, but I know you will think of me. 100%. I give her the 100% emoji.
This is like the 50 Shades of Han. She's into the rough stuff.
Yeah, I like that. It's better than the other shit where I got to be an animal making love during a picnic. Belinda throwback. She goes, okay, let's wait and see. I go, even when we stop texting, you will lay in bed and think about me.
No.
She goes, send me pics of you.
So that I can rub them on myself?
That was Jane. Jane who wanted to come on my headshot. What? What? I remember all my girls.
I'm just thinking of all the you know, the old Polaroids that you had to, like, flip because they had the emulsion on them. It's like, ew, that's messy.
Yeah. Milk me, too. She goes, send me pics of you. I go, why? You going to get naughty with them, LOL? She goes, nah, I just want to look your ugly face.
Wow.
That's a little aggressive.
Yeah, really.
I go, then you will have a nightmare, but still dream of me. I win again! She goes, no, you did not. Send me pics of you first, and let's see. I go, my pics are all over the internet. And that's true. They always want pics. That's so they always want pics. Every scammer. Now, it could be for voodoo.
Uh-huh.
It could be, or because they want to build a profile to use to scam somebody else.
Yep. So that you could be the face of the scammer.
I am the face of a scammer. A very unsuccessful one. I go, my pics are all over the internet. She goes, send it here. I go, I will if you don't think of me. Second thing in the morning. She goes, well, I don't need them anyway. I go, nope, because you hate me. She goes, I never hate because I can't create human.
You can't create human.
She did. She's got a child.
Still think she's from Canada, dear?
Not anymore.
Mum's the word on that, huh?
I can't create human. It's like, what? Prove you're not a bot.
Yeah. Fill this in. Where's the car?
Yeah. How many fire hydrants do you see?
I go, that is very gracious and profound. I like you, Han. You're a good people when you're not starting fights with me.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I won't ask for your pics again. I'm asking for the last time. Send me your pics.
Wow.
I go, what do I get if I do?
Don't delay. Send them today.
I go, what do I get if I do? She goes, slap, LOL.
Wow.
Like this one's either very honest or very violent.
Yeah,
like,
what's with this whole
thing? She flirts like
one.
A kindergartner.
I know. Yeah.
It's a little weird. A little much.
Yeah, I'm going to.
A little bit.
Or just like Judy, I'm going to punch you in the arm and say you got a purple arm.
It's yeah.
Like, is that flirting? You're hurting me.
I really like you, Al.
Yeah.
There's going to be a wedgie soon.
It is part three. I go, no pick for you. You are a brute and bully. She goes, LOL, I scared him. Now he's afraid of me.
Typo.
All right. I go, terrified. She goes, I won. I go, nope, because now you don't get the pick you wanted. You lose. She goes, okay. Send me picks. I won't slap you anymore. I might kiss you when I'm back at home.
Oh, wait. You went from a hug to a kiss. The later you keep her up, the more amorous she becomes.
We are really using good words tonight. Mm.
Thank you.
I gave her a like on that one. I go, so now you are a beauty to manipulate this weak man. Such a bully. Mm. She goes, good night and sweet dreams. I like that. I go, sweet dreams, Han, till next time. And then I sent her my headshot, which is all over the fucking internet anyway.
Right.
I send the shit that's already out there.
Yeah, you know, would be sending, you know, the Tarzan pics with the loincloth. You only send that
to
Joe.
I do.
Joey, that's your favorite, isn't
Suitable for framing.
She goes, I've seen this one before, son of a bitch.
Oh, come on.
I go, what do you need, a portfolio, LOL?
I know. Well, I mean, that was pretty astute.
So then I send her the one that's my banner on Facebook, because I figure that's out there anyway, even though it's a more personal one. The one I took in Vegas when I was hanging out with Mr. Helix.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This one. It's my banner on Facebook.
Yeah. Gotcha.
She shows it to the camera.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
I go, happy now? Made you pass out. Winner! So October 10th, the next day, she messages me at 12:33. Hi, nice pics. I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing today? I go, thank you. I'm well. How are you? She goes, am fine. Thanks.
That is a weird way to say it.
I go, good. I think I lost the bet. What was I the second thing you thought of? She goes, I was trying to think if I could remember the bet, LOL. I go, that was the bet. Did I win? She goes, okay, let's say you win. I go, really? She goes, I have a question to ask you to know if you're qualified for winning. It's like a riddle.
Okay.
I go, LOL, there were no qualifications for the bet. If I won, I get the hug. Case closed. She goes, LOLs. You won, but still have tests to pass through. I go, I'll take your test after I collect the prize. She goes, excuse me, I have the test before the prize. She puts a little trophy emoji.
Okay.
I go, so you don't keep your word. Disappointing and ungodly.
Ungodly?
Ungodly. And I put a frowny face, not an emoji, but a frowny face.
Huh.
She goes, okay, fine, I agree, you won, just a hug. I go, good, when you get home, I will take you to lunch and collect my prize.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm setting up a date. That's what I'm doing.
Don't get the chicken salad.
We will not get the chicken salad. She goes, aw, I really appreciate that. I go, I know. Did you have something else in mind, LOL? She goes, never. I'm very straightforward. STRIATE.
STRIATE.
MOUSA. I go, okay,
she
then.
She can't spell.
No.
She's a dunce. She can't spell. She's a jerk. No, I'm sorry.
No, take it, dear. I go, okay then, so why say just a hug? Because that's your prize. I go, I know, and you can't stop thinking of me. Like the tongue out emoji. I got it wrapped around my finger. Fake yeah. Devin's pimp hand's pretty strong with this one. You feel good?
I think that her pimp hand is even stronger because she's been slapping the shit out of you verbally.
That's so. Oh.
And punching you.
Oh. She goes, or do you require a gold melder?
A gold melder?
I don't know.
I'm assuming it's gold metal.
Maybe.
Gold member?
It's a gold member. She goes, never thought of you. I go, of course you did. That was the bet. And you went to sleep talking to me. She goes, LOL, just decided to check on you. Nope, you looked when you woke up. She goes, nah, I don't. I go, don't lie, you did. Because on Instagram, you can see when somebody looks at the last message.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
She goes, seriously, I don't. I was a little busy preparing for work. I go, okay, but you did think of me in the morning, correct? I go, and now silence. She goes, I don't. Only think of you this morning, to be honest. I dreamt about you. There we go.
There you were. You were in there.
Fake Devin. Yes, I was. She goes, and also had you on my mind this morning, though. I go, were you kicking my ass in your dream? She goes, smile. Yeah, so hard.
Yeah, but she was kicking your ass in the bed.
Yeah. I go, LOL, ouch. She goes, looking like a savage to you. She was like a little monster emoji. I go, geez, next time you can dream about something where you are not beating me up, I need a restraining order. This is very flirty. It's definitely a different dimension with this one. She's more on the ball than, say, Clara was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, well, but, I mean, here's somebody who understands. I mean, I would be really hesitant to think that this is a male because there is that flirty vibe the way, you know.
So you think it's a woman?
I'm getting the feeling that, like, it's a woman.
What do you think, Joe?
Could be a woman.
Yeah. Well, yes, we know it could be.
I don't think a guy would flirt like that.
Yeah, I think
you know, it just doesn't sound like a guy doing it.
I mean, you know, unless it was a homosexual guy, but I mean, there's definitely a flirty undercurrent going back and forth that would not be a straight guy talking to you.
So I said, I need a restraining order. She goes, two laugh emojis. Goes, I was hoping you dreamed of me. It would be something nicer, LOL. She goes, okay, like I had a little dog that chop your ass off.
What? Wait, she's setting like a small dog on your ass? What the fuck does that mean?
Canada, Pip. Canada.
Oh, Canadians don't send small dogs after your ass.
Thank you. Good to know. They have bigger dogs that go after your ass.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they have Rottweilers up there.
I go, maybe I will skip the hug for my safety. She goes, very good. Now I'm scary. I hope you skip it. Gray. I go, I've been scary the whole time. You have been. But now you don't get to hug the man you dream about.
Right.
This is a pretty even match, her and I.
Yeah.
It's a little repetitive.
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? This is like flirting 101.
Told you she's the girl.
I'm thinking maybe she is a girl.
I'm telling you, she's the girl.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But she's
gonna
a
work
girl.
Out.
Like
it's going to work out well for Fake Davin. Don't you worry.
Okay.
She goes, yeah, because I already hugged you in the dream, LOL.
Oh.
I go, ah, tell me about the dream. She goes, I gave you a hug at the lunch. I go, that sounds nice and sweet. And she like that. I go, she goes, am at work now. Just had little time to talk. Going back to work. Talk later. I go, you're working late. Have a lovely day, my ass-kicking friend. She goes, I will get off work by 7 p.m. today. I hope you take good care of yourself. I go, I will try. If I get hurt, I will make sure it will be by you. I give her a little winky thing. She likes that. Thanks so much. I appreciate your words. Smile. You, and I go, you are welcome. And let's see. Then I don't hear from her until October 15th.
Wait, what span of time is this?
This is the 10th. She said, I'll talk to you after work. What? Then I don't hear from her until October 15th.
Maybe she was working overtime.
Oh, my God, I'll say.
So that's kind of a bummer, right?
Yeah.
She goes, hi, dear. You don't even bother to message me since all this while. You don't care about me.
Who was saying this?
Her, to me.
Wow.
Wow. What? She's got some nerve.
Exactly. It's like she's a scammer or something.
Yeah.
Because they usually do have nerves. She goes, you don't care about me. I go, did you message me? We just met. I'm happy you were back. Then later on that day, and I go, now you don't write back. You don't care about me. So that was at 11:05 initially, and then I wrote that again at 3:35. So, all right. I think that's a good place to stop.
We'll be the judge of that.
Well, I mean, it's getting late.
No, it's okay. It's really interesting that, you know, she did come back with the, you don't care about me. You didn't talk to me. Where'd you go? And it's like, it goes both ways. You've been gone for 5 days.
And here's the thing. Usually the scammers, are the ones that make all the contact mostly.
Yeah.
You know, so for her, who's scamming
Nobody
him,
likes a hard-to-get scammer.
Right. But for her to disappear and then decide to come back and then call him on the carpet for not, you know, making the first move, it seems a little weird.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you dropped the ball. This is your job.
But you're not sure she's a scammer?
Not sure.
You think she's a scammer?
I mean, I'm thinking that she probably is. It's just this is a completely different tactic.
It's a different vibe.
Almost like a real... You know, she's giving you the girlfriend experience. Mm.
That's what I always want. Is there chemistry here?
Yeah. There's flirty chemistry.
And I don't think I've done... I haven't crossed the line. Just flirting. I'm intrigued.
No, and she's doing this sort of safe, like, I don't want to get too involved with this person, so I'm pretending to be, like, a tomboy kind of thing. Like, I'm going to beat your ass, which is a new, different thing that girls do, like... to not get
when they're 14,
romantic,
but not very Asian-y. Because before you said like the Asian, the tee hee hee. This is not that.
Well, this is more modern.
That's what she did. What do you want me
it's
to tell
a
you?
Mix.
What do you want me to tell you? It's what she did.
I want you to do the tee hee hee again.
Tee hee hee.
A little discreet, little tee hee hee.
It's funny coming at him. I mean, but there's a mix. I mean, I think that there is an old-fashioned cultural norm to like hee and cover the mouth and be shy, but there's also like she's a woman of the world. She travels to Germany for work. She's not like some you know cloistered girl. She's like
she doesn't seem dumb.
No,
she seems on the ball.
And just because somebody is worldly doesn't mean that they're not like socially arrested. I'm going to beat your ass,
Yeah, chop your ass off with a little dog.
It just seems like very 14-year-old girl in junior high kind of like.
Now it's hot.
But, that kind of shit,
Yeah. But that's possible.
So we think it's a young girl I'm talking to.
I think emotionally arrested, not
okay.
Young.
Yeah, I agree. Emotionally
arrested.
So
we think it's a woman.
Yes.
We're not buying she's from Canada though.
No.
Do we think she's a scammer?
Yes.
Well, you heard
sure
the theme music.
I'm sure she ended up being a scammer. Well, the jungle music gave it away.
That's hysterical.
Figured that out by
a it's all the telltale signs in that. All the telltale signs.
Well, Pip was a little skeptical. Pip's a little skeptical of this one initially.
Yeah, I mean, let me just strip away the fact that we're doing a bit. Oh, let me strip away the fact that we're doing a thing about
Look at the camera, dear, when you do that.
let me just say
give our fans a rod.
All right. Whose cock is that?
Is that a carrot?
Pip needs a pick me up, and she's giving one too.
And you seem to have a pick me up for me.
Pip. You trollop.
Are you new? Let's pretend that we're not doing a show about scammers and that you know the ending.
Oh, no. I never know the ending. This could still be going on.
Okay.
I have many girlfriends.
I know you do. I know you're a player.
Yeah, fake Davin is certainly a player.
Yes. But I'm just saying that let's pretend that you don't know how this ends or, more developments. Just from what we're listening to here, I'm not completely convinced that this... I don't see every hallmark of this being a scammer. Just because somebody is not great at the language doesn't mean necessarily that they're scamming.
That's true. She has not asked for anything yet.
She's not
professed her undying love to me, which is disappointing.
Yeah, she's not thrown some of the things at you that, some of the other scammers have done. This is a different tactic.
But if you've noticed, I'm not ridiculous with this one either.
No. No, you're not being super silly. You're just flirting back and going, let's just see where this takes us.
Because I have to do, because she has, once you ask, once she does the ask, then it's game on.
Oh, yeah. Now it's like, I just got hit by a car full of chickens. I mean, now it's like.
What?
Funny, though.
I'm too confused for it to be funny.
That's too funny. I just got hit by a car full of chickens.
Her with chickens. It never does her right.
never ends well.
No.
No matter which
way you're on your ass.
That's true. But there's always something ridiculous that happens, or just, the absurdity that you have to throw in there. Once you start asking for the money, well, now I got to keep you at bay. But right now, this is just actually starting to play out like a normal relationship.
Who says it's not?
I'm saying. I'm throwing in... I'm doubtful.
Crimson Cat's all fucking negative, has some nerve.
Crimson Cat's been around the block. I'm just...
Well, saying. I assure you, Han has not. She's a pure woman who has a daughter.
Tee-hee.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure she's...
Covering her eyes from Bukkake.
I'm...
That would be the noise I make if I got that in my eye. I'd be crying.
I'd be like, God damn it, it's in my eye!
And that would kill the mood.
Yeah. Well, that's how it works.
Well, it could have been someplace else, but you said no. So, those were your choices.
That stings! That stings like fuck!
Does it?
Yeah.
How would I know?
I don't know your aim.
No, but I don't have an arc to it. That'd be some hook
that.
I'm working with. What, do I got a candy cane down there?
I don't know. Maybe it chipped. I don't know.
I've never rebounded it off a bitch her forehead and bounced back and hit me in the eye. I have no idea what that's like.
Like getting hit in the face with a bowl of custard.
Speaking like someone who knows.
Bowl of custard. My, we are full of ourselves.
Licks his lips.
And full of custard.
That was good. I feel satiated. Thank you, sirs. May I have another? He says, smile on his face, wiping custard from his brow. Happy he doesn't have hair. Oh, if I had hair, this would be a bitch to get out of, but I bet it's good for gel.
You could let's use it instead of mousse.
Sure. Sure, you could custard face.
Joe's
old custard face.
Oh, here comes old custard face.
The fellers love him.
That's what they call him on the set.
Yep, the fellers love him. Old custard face.
They call him in a home entertainment unit. All right, so this is definitely a different vibe than we've had.
Yeah.
She's not dumb.
She's not showing her hand.
No, she's not asking for any. It's just very flirty, but not too much. Usually they're on fake Davin's rod by now.
Yeah, it's not over the top.
Yeah.
There's no ask. There's nothing that, except for, some language oddities. But, the thing is that I have seen people in my own life who write like scammers, and they were born here. You know what I'm saying? So it just because of some language oddities doesn't necessarily a scammer make. I need to see more.
Well, you'll have
to see more bullshit.
You will have to tune in next week for
all
that.
Right.
But yeah, all right. So we would like to thank Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship of the show.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you so much.
Russ believes in us, man.
Yes, he does.
Portobello is Bergen County's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets, try that three times quick. Portobello Banquets, Portobello Banquets, Portobello Banquets. Also hosts the popular comedy night throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting production owner Davins of Davins. There's a bunch of them. Davin of Davins, Dan. We got Joseph Anthony coming. Davin, what date is that?
This Friday, February 7th.
It's going to be a fantastic show, really is. He's one of the best. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them at 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your comedy needs. Go to davincomedy.com. Drop us an email. Call us 551-404-3094.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, you can listen to the Richter Observatory, which is a great classic rock program mixed in with garage rock and punk rock, and you never know what's going to happen. So you will enjoy it if you listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, the Richter Observatory.
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club this Friday, actually this Thursday, and then on Friday I will be at Broadway Comedy Club. So check that on out, and you can go on Joe Curry Nation or my Facebook page, Joe Curry, for all the information there.
All right. So, all I got going on this week is Portobello. I'll be there hanging out. So we're going to do the Afterbirth show now, which is on the Davins End page on Facebook Live. So when we sign off, just give us a couple minutes and go on over there and participate. We're going to be talking about a female firefighter who got fired over Instagram. We'll talk about that, one more of those stories, a little different twist on that. Thank you everybody for hanging out. It has been a fun show. It's nice to have Pip and Joe here in person.
Full staff tonight. Full staff.
Look at that.
Works better that way. My throat appreciates it. All right. So we'll see you guys over on Davin's Den Facebook Live. And if you don't watch it now, it'll be up there. So you don't have to watch it right now. So anyway, if you like yourself, friend, if you